The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Hillary Clinton, Harley.
Yeah, well, she actually is acting like she's got it done, and she may, you know, of course. She's campaigning for Democrats, for the House, for the Senate, for governorships, you know, not worrying too much about her own campaign, although she does certainly talk about Donald Trump a lot. Matter of fact, she's still on about what he said about accepting the outcome of the election during the debate, even though since then it's been said by him and others several times he will, of course, accept a clear result, but reserves the right to challenge, to demand a recount, for example, if it looks like it's hinky. If it's not, and on the up and up. You know, he'd do like Al Gore did. You know,
yes, he's got a bit of ground to make up, I would have thought. What's the story about yoga pants?
Well, I think this is just one of those little stories that shows you how much, how people don't have any sense of humor anymore. There were more than 300 people, mostly women and girls, who paraded peacefully in Barrington, Rhode Island, because they didn't like one man's letter to the editor of the newspaper. He wrote he doesn't like yoga pants and how women and girls ought to dress better when they're out in public. Now, their protest was peaceful, but the letter writer, Alan Sorrentino, who said he wrote it as a lighthearted thing to try to get people to, you know, just move, talk about something else other than politics, said that he's gotten death threats over this.
God.
And the police have been keeping an eye on his house.
I can't.
No, it's sad.
But that's where we are, Harley. I have to say, that is where we are. We've got the same thing about someone here who draws a cartoon. He's got death threats as well. I mean, it's just beyond belief. And the Bible?
A fire chief in Gaffney, South Carolina, James Caggiano, says it does make you stop and think. A car burned up on a town street. Fire department said the fire was so big, it was so hot, it threatened some of the homes nearby.
Yeah, come on, Harley. No, I know what you're going to tell me. I know where this is heading, Harley. Come on.
The only thing left in it was a Bible, which did not burn. And there is no simple explanation for that. But that's a true story. I mean, they found it. They got it. They said it's leather wrapped, but leather does burn, as we know.
All right, Harley, we'll believe you, but only for today. And we'll see you tomorrow. There he is, Harley in the United States of America.